What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Lean and Mean Academy. And in today's video or podcast, however you're viewing or listening to this, we're going to be answering a question that I got off of Facebook from a gentleman. And I normally don't answer questions off of Facebook because I get so many. I just recommend those guys join the inner circle where the core four is, and we can all kind of commune together. But I felt like this was going to be a good video. I think that it is very applicable to a lot of people who get started in this game and guys who've been in for 5-10 years, man. This was one of the questions. And this dude is from Sweden. Okay. He has a business there already. He's doing 600K a year in Sweden. His last name is Sjosted. I had to go to Google Translate because his last name is spelt so uniquely. It's got this Nordic thing going on. It's got these little dots above the, I was like, I have to go to Google Translate to pronunciate this for me. It's got a J in it. Sjosted. Can you imagine? Right? There is no J present there, but it obviously is. It obviously is. So we're going to run with it. Dan reached out. He says he's thinking about moving to Houston. And why that is, when he's making 600K a year in Sweden, I'm not sure. We're going to get into that. But if you're looking to get the top training in the industry from the core four, I recommend that you get the How to Wash course. This course is the top selling course in the game, probably because it has like 60, 70 videos or something of that nature in it at this point. And it goes over every single thing you need to know about how to wash, whether it's mixing chemicals, cleaning roofs, substrates, all the different pressures that you're going to need to know. Mike Vidan, Cody Yarbrough, Justin Rogers, and myself built this course. I'm going over liability mitigation when it comes to the customer, stuff of that nature, when it comes to contracts and stuff of that. Mike is going to go over all the processes of cleaning, everything that you need to know how to wash. It's like a college course in this package here. So if you're thinking about getting your business started and you really want to jump the learning curve of screwing things up, that's really the risk, right? Is that we do use corrosive chemicals and we use a lot of them, and you can kill all kinds of things and you can damage all kinds of substrates. And believe me, if you hit one of them log homes with the wrong chemical and the wrong strength, it's going to be curtains for you. There's a ton of little pitfalls in this business. Get the How to Wash course. It'll be the first link in the description, first link in the comments, my boys and girls. Now, let me see if I can get this guy's question. The guy asked, he was asking me, let me find this real quick. This gentleman says, "Hey, Aaron, Daniel here from Sweden." He says, "I have a company in Sweden, but tired of living in the country. I want to move to the U.S. with my family." He has relatives here. He says he's doing 600K in Sweden. It's a great number. Obviously, the pressure washing industry in Sweden is not hurting. He says he does pressure washing and painting, a lot of roofing and painting of concrete tiles on roofs. He says that he's thinking about moving to Houston. And I said, listen, man, Houston has a ton of concrete and a ton of money. The place is massive, all right? You can't fail unless you quit. Frankly, that's the truth about these big markets. You can't fail unless you quit. He said, so good business there and money, but probably many companies as well. And that's what this video is about. The competition, the old many companies that a lot of people do and it can't find no business, right? And I think Dan's probably a good dude, and he means well by asking this question. But I need to address everyone out there who has the thought that competition is a real thing. Okay, they have no concept of churn. Churn, do you know what that is? I hope you know what that is. Churn. There is a churn rate in this business. And the entire undercurrent of crackheads who get started, don't market, go out of business. Get started, don't market, go out of business. Buy a piece of equipment, sits in the driveway. Don't market, go out of business. This. There's a whole undercurrent. It's down here. It's like we're the Milwaukee's best beer in the barrel, right? It's the bottom of the barrel where all the sediment. It's the stuff you sell for 75 cents a can. That's what these businesses are. They don't invest in marketing. Not gonna pay $200 a month for a footbridge site. Not gonna. In fact, gonna tell you to your face they don't need it. Okay, bet. Right. Not gonna figure out Google Ads or spend money on it. Not gonna spend no money on Facebook ads. May buy some business cards off of Vistaprint. Only because of that little upsell that says, hey, double your order for like $5 more. Little crappy little cards, right? That is a giant undercurrent of these businesses. And they're in every single market. Okay? And these, frankly, are the people who these guys are worried about. And I'm here to tell you, don't worry about them. Who cares? Good. I'm glad they're there. And this is exactly what I told him. I said, you want that? He says, why? Well, do you want to go into a market where you're the only person, right? You're the only person who pressure washes? A lot of you watching this right now would say yes, because there's no competition. No, you want there to be competition. That means there's money being made. That means, and you want those businesses to be successful. I want to go up against the 5-truck established company in my area. You dang right. Because if he has the amount of volume to maintain 5 trucks, that means there could be at least 3 trucks worth of volume for me. This is how you have to think. Okay. We're not even going against the undercurrent. We're going to be the high ticket individuals anyway, by principle alone. If you're watching this, I hope you know you're taking the oath subconsciously to be the high ticket guy in your area. That may offend you. If it offends you, unsubscribe, right? We're here to make the most money and do the best job and be the most ethical possible. Okay. We're going to take our family on trips. We're not going to apologize for it. We're going to buy nice things that we've always wanted to buy. And we're not going to apologize for our success anymore. That's what we're going to do. We're going to raise the industry, raise the value, because a rising tide lifts all boats. And what would be the tide? The amount of money we get per job. Recognize that the skill set, if you possess it, to not kill plants and etch concrete and destroy window seals and go down the list, is a skill set. Not screwing things up is a skill set. This is valuable. And this is why, if you're able to accomplish that, you can charge the top prices that the industry has ever seen. Okay? So to answer this gentleman's question, you want competition. I don't even think it's real. Because if anybody overbids me on a job, I'm pissed. I'm like, where am I slacking today? If I couldn't sell look, I'm fine with not winning the job. But you're not going to overbid me and get the job. That is a slap in your face. They bid more than you and got the job under you. What type of presentation did they do that I failed to do? That's what you should be thinking. They were more. They were 1.5 what you bid and they got the job. You need to go lay down and take a nap. Go lay down and think about it. Go have a sandwich. Go walk around and smoke a cigar. That's what I would do without taking that L. All right? You got to hold yourself higher, in a higher esteem. Okay? And why do we do that? Why? Because we are going to give the most value. We are going to own any issues that happen while we're on site. We are going to do an excellent job. That's what we're going to do. And then we're not going to apologize for taking our family on trips. for buying the expensive things if we want to. Or stacking it all away and doing whatever the hell you want to do. Right? We're not going to apologize anymore. But we're damn sure not going to be broke. Okay? So to answer this gentleman's question, I told him, you want that. You want a lot of companies in your area. And he couldn't. He was like, why would I want a lot of companies in the area? That's why. As a confirmation that there is a market there who understands the need for pressure washing. You do not want to go into a market where it's a luxury, complete luxury, where people are like, I don't know, maybe. I want to go into a market where companies and businesses, there is an expectation. I want to go into the market where the insurance company, if this was possible, would say, I'm not going to insure you unless you clean the concrete and the sidewalks every single year. I want to be in that market. And those are usually the bigger markets, and those usually have competition. So I hope you understand in this video here today what I'm saying when competition isn't real. It's not what you think it is what I'm saying. A lot of people believe competition is sucking away their profits. No, competition is a confirmation of a market. And that's what we want. We don't want to go into a place where there no one is. Go to the dark side of the moon, try to sell pressure washing. Yes, there's no one there. There is not another pressure washer there. No one. You're the only one on the moon's GMB. Can you imagine? Sitting at the top, ranking number one, bud. Yep. Yeah, that's, and there's also no homes. There's no market there. So understand, competition is good. Come to WashCon Live, washconlive.com. Grab your tickets. That event is coming up very soon. The Core 4 is going to be there. It's going to be at Southeast Softwash HQ. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great 2 days of training. 2 days if you're VIP, 1 day regular ticket. We're going to be giving away a mini pro Southeast Softwash skid. VIP tickets get 2 entries to that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be, the first day is going to be super long. It's probably going to be like 14 hours. I'm ready for it. I'm getting, you know, I'm taking my magnesium, getting my zinc up, you know. Sleeping good, taking my antioxidants, my blueberries. All right. I look forward to seeing you guys there. Go to washconlive.com. Get your tickets right now. And also, if you're looking for a really cool, cheap resource that you can look back on, go to Amazon. Grab the Start a Pressure Washing Business book. I think it's like $9. If you get one thing out of this book, just one thing. And these are all the most common questions that I found from like 2022, I believe, on my channel. So you definitely have a question that is answered in this book, because these are questions that are answered, asked over and over and over again. Go grab it. I'd love to see you there. Talk soon. See you in the next video.